That's the riff that you'll hear for the very, very last time on the Sunday Business Show, because we've been taken off air. And thank you so much for all of the people who are already sending me texts at live at today, or at least emails at live at todayfm.com, and texts at 0874100102. And a massive, and I really mean this, a massive thank you to the hundreds of people who have been tweeting and helpful. Terry Morris, for example, who rang me and said, could she set up our teamsbs.com website? I'm glad to see somebody took the bother to tell me that it's not GDPR compliant. Sorry, we're in a bit of a rush, but teamsbs.com will find us. And anybody else who wants to find us, 0874100102 is our text. Email us at live at todayfm.com. We are on Twitter still at sbstodayfm, and you will always find me at ConnellOM. Do please use the hashtag TeamSBS and we will trend to the top. Now, Oisín Gagan has been appointed as the new chair of the network of local enterprises offices, or enterprise offices, LEOs as we know them. Oisín is also the head of enterprise at the local enterprise office in Fingal. LEOs, as we know, are here to offer support to small businesses in Ireland. Oisín, we may be gone, but you're not.
Indeed, now, Colonel.
Follow that.
Yeah, indeed. First of all, Colonel, thanks for having me on here this morning.
You're very welcome.
It's an absolute privilege. It's always been a privilege to for us as local enterprise offices, and indeed for our clients. So many thousands and hundreds and have appeared here over the years. So, you know, it's been fantastic for them. Very importantly. And that's what we're here to do as local enterprise offices, I suppose. That's our role, is to help small businesses. So we share that in common.
And some people give out about you. I hear them and I do tell them, get over yourselves. What? They say, oh, too much form filling. Oh, you don't understand their business. Oh, dot, dot, dot. Lots of reasons.
I've never had a single complaint. Obviously, you know, we are there as local enterprise offices to try to support all entrepreneurs, all small businesses that are trying to get established and to grow.
You'll give them money for websites. You'll give them money for training. You'll give them money for old rope.
There are quite a broad range of services available through the local enterprise offices. And yeah, absolutely. So we're very, very busy. Now, obviously not, it doesn't always happen that somebody who applies to us for funding is approved. We can't fund every business, every startup that's out there. But, and there are eligibility criteria and all that type of thing, which can certainly frustrate certain people who are setting up businesses that aren't eligible for funding. But there should always be something there available for every startup through the local enterprise office network. And there's a whole range of things, whether it's start-run business programs, mentoring programs.
Now, I'm going to stop you on the mentoring, because I want people on our last SBS to hear about mentoring. It is so important. It's probably often more valuable than the money.
I couldn't count the number of people who have said exactly that point to me over the years. You know, when you have an expert who has been there and done that and borne the scars of setting up a business and gone through that process, okay, and the kind of knowledge that they have to impart to somebody who's kind of setting up for the first time, it's extremely valuable. And there are so many instances where people say, go ahead, and they set up their own business and they don't take the advice on board. They don't necessarily take the guidance because they're kind of blinkered and absolutely focused on what they want to do, which is good. But it is really important that everybody looks for and gets good advice.
You know, in karate that your teacher is called a sensei. You knew that, of course. A sensei is the Japanese word for he, because it references he, who has gone before. And I always think of that as the mentor. He who has trodden the path in front of you. Or it can be a she, of course. And it just makes so much sense. Ask them. If you're making bread, fellas who've made bread all their lives will tell you, oh, don't do it this way, don't do it that way. If you need packaging, somebody has packaged 1,000 products before you. Take their advice.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the likes of mentoring, you know, having access to expertise, sectoral and business expertise is really a valuable thing. And that's provided throughout the country through the local enterprise offices. And very importantly, there's an awful lot of what we call peer-to-peer learning there as well that is available. And very often it's completely free. So there are business networking opportunities available through the local enterprise offices where you can meet like-minded people, learn from their mistakes. There are some superb programs there available throughout the country in the local enterprise offices. So it's all there.
The Sunday Business Show has been on air for 18 years. You've been with Leo for 18 years. Changes?
Well, there have obviously been a lot of changes over the years. I mean, we were the county and city enterprise boards back in the day, and the change took place just over 4 years ago.
Pretty seamlessly.
It was, and, you know, it was. It was managed very, very well. And in fairness, there's, in the network that I'm now chairing, the Local Enterprise Efforts Network, there are fantastic people there. There's a lot of experience there. And that experience has been retained in the local enterprise offices from the transition there some years ago. So we've grown, and I think we're probably better known now than we ever were as a network in terms of...
Thanks to the Sunday Business Show, because we will champion you even when we're off air.
And excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah.
Because anybody who's in business should go down. Start with the Leo.
That's it, yeah. Well, yeah, so I suppose it is the first-stop shop for local enterprise supports. They're delivered locally. We're funded. We're conscious that we're using public funds. We're funded through Enterprise Ireland, its Department of Business, Enterprise and Innovation Fund. But we're located in the local authorities, so the local bit is really important.
And it's a tax back scheme for entrepreneurs, and we love entrepreneurs, so entrepreneurs should get their tax back. That's what I say. You don't have to say that. Listen, thank you so much, and thank you for all of the Leos, for all of the support, for all of the companies that they have sent to us, for all of the awards that you've run, all the award winners that we've had on the show over the many, many years. Thank you, Oisin Geoghegan. So, are you going to say?
I'm just going to say, and thank you again, Conal, and I wish you every success and your team. You have a fantastic team there behind you. I've no doubt you guys are going to continue to spread the good word about entrepreneurship. And the best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much, Oisin. You will find us on teamsbs.com in the future, where we will be podcasting. We're going to take a quick break, after which I shall be in the company of women for the panel of change.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.